The Grant County location where White Nose was found is within flying distance of an Illinois site where the syndrome turned up in 2012. Biologists are guessing that a bat from that location carried the disease into Wisconsin. White Nose has also been found for the first time in several locations in the Upper Peninsula. The Wisconsin DNR's Paul White says it's likely the disease will spread throughout the state.
It does seem like the Pac-Man is kind of closing in, the jaws are closing in, and it seems like it's inevitable. Only a matter of time.
The disease is caused by a fungus that produces characteristic white fuzz on a bat's nose and wings. It causes hibernating bats to wake up too often during winter, depleting fat stores and leading to death. White says he's trying to be optimistic about the future of Wisconsin's bats, but the disease has a discouraging track record.
The way it has played out in the East, such as New York and Vermont and even Pennsylvania, they've seen 300,000 bats turn into 1,000 bats over the course of a couple of years. So it definitely puts a knot in your stomach to think that could potentially happen to Wisconsin.
The DNR says it will continue to limit access to some caves and require decontamination procedures to minimize the chance of humans spreading the disease to new locations. It's also asking the public to report sick or dead bats and get involved in citizen bat monitoring programs. For WXPR News, I'm Natalie Jablonski.